All right, here we are in the Miller bus. Jim Hahn, it's been rumored that you're hungry.
Hungry? What the hell? Are you crazy? I ate this morning. I think that was around 10 o'clock. It's only 8 o'clock now, and I've been on the bus for 10 hours. So what the hell? Goddamn, what are you, crazy? You must be nuts. And, you know, I am just having a great time. I've walked back and forth in the ghetto. I got my exercise for the day. I think I've been back here 3 times now. Hell, I heard a Christmas album 5 times. I know it inside and out. Of course, I knew the Christmas tunes already, but I walked up and down. I got my exercise for the day. Got my fill of listening for the day. I spent my batteries about a half hour ago. So, you know, what the hell now? I can just relax, you know. R&R, rest and relaxation here, right here, live on the bus.
You are getting water in a file stop, so is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I definitely was able to take a leak not too long ago. And that was about around 6. That was about 2 hours ago I took a leak.
Oh, what more can you ask?
And I can't ask for anything more. Hell, there's a water jug up front and everything.
Bob Rummage. Bob Rummage, how do you feel?
I feel like eating.
You look a little laid back here this evening.
Yes. Yes,
is it from lack of, is it from malnutrition?
No, I got real drunk last night.
Jim Anthony, Groucho Marx of the Miller Bus. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. I'm a little weak, but I'm
Should we put you on the IV unit, or do you think you'll make it to Winston-Salem?
Well, I think if I had eaten yesterday, I would have felt a lot better today.
Was the cigar filling, or how was it?
Well, it made me a little dizzy, quite frankly. I threw up after I had the cigar.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but it's okay. I wouldn't want him to stop the bus, so.
All right. Tom Butts. Tom Butts, resident wino of the bus. Not partial to interviews. Tom, how you doing?
Well, not too good right now.
Do you give interviews?
Once in a blue moon, I give an interview. We all know that the first drive in humans is eating.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
No, it's actually eating. You would kill to eat, and I'm about ready to do that. That's all I have.
Right, thank you, Tom. Al Pawtucket?
Yes, sir.
It's been rumored that you're a little bit hungry now this evening.
Yes, but I'm not too concerned. You see, it's a scientific fact that man can survive 40 days without food and anywhere from 3 days to 7 days without water.
I think we're going to that.
And considering... Yes, we're
pretty
close. And considering the fact that this week we have 3 hit-and-runs, we'll have the opportunity to eat and drink every other day, so I don't think we'll really have to worry about any metabolic differences occurring within our human structure.
Well, considering the Rudy loss factor, the 40 days is a safe limit, do you think, to find the motel?
Well, when you get around day 36 and 37, I think the remaining 4 you will be unaware of. But a good ham and cheese sandwich right now would taste mighty fine. Mighty fine. And I speak for Rudy also in that matter.
All right. Tim Powell, bass player with the drink in hand. Is that... it's my drink. Is that supplying you the nourishment until we finally make it?
Well, actually, I don't drink whiskey, but I had a sip of water a good 6 hours ago, so I'm not hungry. Like I told the guys earlier, I ate Tuesday, so I haven't gotten hungry yet. We passed several restaurants, which I didn't even... Oh, I think we're here. I think we're right.
We're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen.
We are in sight of a food oasis. A food oasis has appeared on the horizon. There's an edible palm tree which can be seen out of the south side of the bus. And we're approaching starboard side. Yes, that is what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Unrelenting applause, ladies and gentlemen. Unrelenting.